Satellite imagery, pictures taken from space, are some of the most useful tools meteorologists have when analyzing how a storm system might behave and its potential path. The so-called spaghetti track models are another, but National Weather Service meteorologist and hurricane expert Terry Lebo says those models are sometimes useful, sometimes not.
It comes down to the skill of the forecasters at the Hurricane Center, as well as the local offices, to make the ultimate decision on which model is potentially correct. Sometimes none of them are.
In those cases, says Lebo, forecasters rely on their own experience. Another technique for gathering data, hurricane hunters fly into a storm or just over it and drop radio sondes. These cylindrical devices record information such as wind speed, temperature, pressure, humidity, all those factors that give experts clues on how the system might evolve. But Lebo points out the resulting predictions are only valuable if the public actually receives them. One of the most important ways people can protect themselves during dangerous weather, says Lebo, is by keeping up with changing conditions and having a good alert system. If something happens overnight, the only effective way to alert the public is through emergency weather radios.
And what those radios do is whenever we send out a watch or a warning, whether it's hurricane-related or severe weather-related, a tornado warning, for instance, that will go over the radio. The radios can be set to tone alert, so it'll wake you up in the middle of the night if there's a tornado warning put out at 2 a.m.
And this part of the country, says Lebo, is particularly prone to nocturnal tornadoes. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.